Welcome to the Self-Esteem and Confidence Mindset with me, Johnny Pardo. Do you have low self-esteem? Well, don't worry. Today, I'm going to give you 3 tips to really improve it. So, what's my story of this? Obviously, I've got a podcast called the Self-Esteem and Confidence Mindset. But through my teenage years and most of my 20s, I had really low self-esteem, even though on the outside, I was perceived as this confident guy. But on the inside, I didn't have a good relationship with myself until it got too much and I realized I had to change it. Now, I used to attack myself, mostly mentally, but on 1 or 2 rare occasions physically, but nothing too serious. Now, how did that start? Now, when I was in your first 7 years of your life, you create beliefs about the world, about others, and about yourself. And we're in this state of hypnosis in our first 7 years as a child, in fetus state, the kind of brain waves that are playing in your brain at the time. And we're absorbing everything without questioning it. We question things as we get beyond the age of 7. But regardless of how silly it might sound now, the things we hear in the first 7 years are just going into our mind, and therefore it can put beliefs that are not going to help us and that put us down into our mind, and sometimes we're not even aware of them. And I was blessed. I was blessed to be born into an amazing family, got amazing parents, got an amazing sister, and other wonderful relatives as well. But I had 1 or 2 experiences that caused me to believe I wasn't enough. Now, you could be less privileged, and unfortunately, there are cases out there where children aren't brought up in the best environments. And obviously, you know, there are people out there, and there's lots of support out in the world, which is great, but you know, it's getting people to open up. But what I want to say is you don't necessarily have to be in a bad background to have negative beliefs about yourself put into your mind in the first 7 years. It could have just been something when you heard a parent say you're not enough. Now, I had 2 wonderful, amazing parents, and I still do. But there were, when I sort of really dove into this, there were like a few experiences, or a couple at least I can think of, where I felt like I wasn't enough. And it wasn't anything to do with them. It was the fact that I unfortunately lost a brother at the age of 2.5, 3. And I thought it was, what have I done wrong? That was a belief that was created within my mind. And I felt like I wasn't enough, and why I was kind of, my parents were going away to the hospital, and as a 2.5-year-old, you don't really understand it. There were instances when I was a stupid little kid, a silly little kid who kind of ran away to the bus stop and got lost, and then thought, where is everyone? Where have everyone left me? But not knowing, obviously, as a logical 31-year-old, I know I was just being a silly little boy running around playing, but kind of, you know, took it a bit too far and got lost. And then the belief, though, created there was, why has everyone left me? Why am I alone? And I had this real fear of abandonment, and it created this belief that I wasn't enough from just some silly experiences until I uncovered them. And therefore, that created a low level of self-esteem as a result, until I uncovered it and obviously worked on it. And that's why I share a lot of what I do. So there are also experiences going on later in your life, and the more something's repeated, the more you're going to believe it. Now, the good news is you can reverse and change your beliefs and choose them. And there are techniques, and that's obviously what I teach, and I coach people, particularly sometimes on a more closer basis, to work through certain things. So what are the tips I'm going to go through? So let's dive into them. These are things that really helped me go through my journey. So the first one is care for yourself. Imagine looking after a three-year-old version of you. Like I just used the example of me, 2.5, 3 years old. Imagine talking to yourself in a negative way like you would do that three-year-old version of yourself, because there's an inner child within you. And if you're neglecting and hurting them, you're only going to create a worse relationship with yourself. So you may not have kids. I don't have kids. But imagine if you have a kid who's 3 years old and then you're not being nice to them, not mentally looking after them, and maybe physically you're not feeding them the best food or nutrition. Imagine how they would feel. So that's a really important point to start caring for yourself more. Now, I wanted to bring this up. I know we can all have a lot of stressful demands or circumstances in our life from time to time, or maybe it's more frequent. This can really cause stress, anxiety, and even challenges in sleeping. Maybe you can relate to this too. It's definitely been me before I discovered Zanfree. So make sure you check out Zanfree. They really helped me understand some of the ingredients I needed more of. I was missing out on vitamin B, which was affecting my mood, and missing out on 5-HTP, which helps with stress. They cover so many essentials that you need to feel at your best. Their formula has 23 total ingredients, which is more than any other product like this on the market. Zanfree really helped my awareness of this and provided me a product to address that I've been taking. You can do a lot of work on mindset, which I always encourage, but sometimes things still seem stressful, right? That's because we can be missing out on these essential ingredients. Well, Zanfree, for me, really covered that gap. They provided me with a product with very natural solutions, which got me into more calmer and relaxed states. And really elevate your mood. Now, if you can relate to any of this, go and check out Zanfree at zanfree.com. In the link in the description now. It's spelt XANFREE. Oh, and when you use the discount self-esteem, you can get 20% off your order. Do it for you now and visit Zanfree in the link below. Now, let's get you back to the show. Okay, so we've just talked about really caring for yourself, and that's really, really important, both physically and mentally, like you're talking to the three-year-old version of yourself. Now, the next point I want to bring, number two, before we get on to number three, is surrounding yourself in the right environment. As human beings, we surround ourselves in the right environment. It's key for us to surround ourselves in the right environment. As human beings, what I meant to say is we adapt to our surroundings. So if we're surrounded by negativity and people who don't like themselves, guess what? We adapt to that. We start not liking ourselves too. But if you, and this is something I learned off Dan Penner, he basically says, if you want to increase your self-esteem, go hang out with people of high self-esteem, which sounds so simplistic, but it's so true. When I'd been around people who like themselves in life, I felt a lot better about me as well. So hang out with people who feel good about themselves, because that's going to rub off on you. And I learned a lot about being in the right environment from Peter Sage as well and his work. So that's the second point. Surround yourself with people who feel good about them, because that's going to rub off on you too. And then the third point, commitments yourself. You need to make commitments that are achievable to yourself and make sure you do them. So for example, if you're giving yourself an overly ambitious set of goals for the week, like go to the gym 2 hours every day, writing for 4 hours every day, meditating for an hour, and like you've never done that before and you find it exhausting and you give up, that's not going to create a very good relationship with yourself because it's overly ambitious, exhausting. You want to be smart in life. Little bits and often is better than a lot. Okay. Obviously, if you get into the flow and you want to do more, fantastic. But the point is on this one, if you set yourself a commitment or say yourself you're going to do something and you do not do it, then that creates a negative relationship with yourself. Think about this. Say you got a friend called Joe and you say to Joe, okay, we're going to go to the cinema on Friday and you don't show up. Okay, Joe would be a little bit pissed off and he'd probably lose a bit of trust in you. Now, for me personally, if someone did that once, I'd probably, I'm not very, I like to protect my energy and therefore I wouldn't tolerate much of that at all. Now, if Joe, and I'm very good at generally selecting the right people in my life or welcoming people into it, the right people, but then if you did that to Joe a second time, he'd probably lose trust in you altogether. Now, how many times do we not show up for ourselves? And therefore, we're creating that negative impact or relationship of ourselves. So make sure you show up for you because you are creating a relationship of yourself by committing to things. Make it small. Give yourself a few commitments. And by the way, praise yourself when you do it. I go on about this over and over again, but people don't do it. That's why I preach it, because I wasn't doing it. Praise yourself every time you do something right, okay? And praise yourself if you try something, it doesn't go right, pat yourself on the back and say, well done, good effort, because that's going to encourage you to do it again and try again. So make sure you stick to your commitment, else it damages your relationship with yourself. Imagine not showing up for a friend. Well, you're not showing up for yourself, okay? So that's what I've got for you, my few quick tips on the self-esteem. But if you don't work on this, what do you think the impact's going to be to yourself 1, 2, 5 years down the line? Now, this is my job as a coach. I'm a bit, I sometimes have to give this tough love because I don't want to see people sabotaging themselves or not taking any action. That's why I always ask what people are going to do on my podcast. So I want you to think what you're going to take away from today. But also think about who's it affecting by you not working on your self-esteem. If you've got low self-esteem and you're refusing or just not bothering working on it. Now, having low self-esteem is not your fault necessarily. Like, things have happened in our life, but not working on it is, to work on it is absolutely your responsibility, just to be totally honest. And if you're not working on it, who's it affecting? Is it affecting those close to you? Are they getting down because you're getting down? Are you not being the best person you could be and impacting on other people? I'm not saying you need to be a world leader or anything, but if you could show up in your business or your career, how could you help people more or just people in your personal life? So I've been there. I've had low self-esteem and I wasn't working on it. And then I was creating a negative vibe in the workplace. I was not showing up until I got into at the start of my business. I wasn't really showing up. I was affecting people's energy in my personal life because they were worried about me because I'd never work on my self-esteem. So I've been there. I totally relate. So what are you going to do? What are you going to take away from what I've talked about today? So that concludes today's episode. Thank you so much for listening. If you've appreciated this, please share with friends and family and give this a rating on Apple Podcasts, just so we can reach more people. I appreciate you and keep building that self-confidence every single day.